The Republican Party of Tarrant County, Texas, has voted to allow the group's vice chairman, Shahid Shafi, to keep his job. Shafi is Muslim, and he has support from high-profile Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz and Governor Greg Abbott, but other local Republicans wanted him ousted because of his religion. Here's Shafi last night.
With today's vote, we have taken a stand against bigotry of all kinds, and we have taken a stand that we will protect and defend our Constitution.
Joining us now is Bud Kennedy, columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Bud, this was a vote of 139 in favor of Shafi to 49 against him. It's not just a couple people who voted against him, maybe because of his religion.
There is a substantial block of precinct chairs. Some are various fringe groups, and then some are old-line Christian conservatives. Pat Robertson told them 20 years ago that the leaders should only be Christians, and they still believe that. A lot of the evangelical community today says that only God-fearing people should be leaders. They've softened that, but some of these still believe that only Christians should be in elected office.
Well, one of the county's Republicans who didn't want Shafi in his position is Dori O'Brien. She wrote on Facebook in December, quote, "We don't think he's suitable as a practicing Muslim to be vice chair because he'd be the representative for all Republicans in Tarrant County, and not all Republicans in Tarrant County think Islam is safe or acceptable in the U.S." What was the reaction there to this effort to remove Shafi and to the eventual victory for him?
Dori and the work she's done here have been a part of the party for a long time. She has been a jihad conspiracist, believing that any Muslim is going to conduct a jihad at any time and that no Muslim should be involved. She's somebody that the party has dealt with, tried to keep at arm's length at times. Over the last 8 or 10 years, she's occasionally spoken at Republican clubs. There is a faction in the party that's very suspicious of all Muslims because they believe in this stealth jihad.
But interestingly, some of the big high-profile Republicans in the state, as we said, Ted Cruz, Greg Abbott, came out and said, no, we're for this guy.
This was the drastic change, and this was, I think, a change for the Republican Party in general, is what happened here, that there was so much broad support for someone who was elected 6 years ago to a local city council. Dr. Shafi endured anti-Muslim campaigns, running for local office, was reelected, showed himself to be a popular conservative, and they had all met Dr. Shafi and worked with him, and they believe him to be a fiscal conservative who should have a place in the Republican Party. So he gained widespread support, and the efforts of a few people to raise suspicion didn't pan out this time. It's really a new day.
You wonder if at any point Dr. Shafi said to himself, you know, they don't want me, I don't want them.
Dr. Shafi has said over and over that he is a conservative, and other Muslim professionals, a large community here in Dallas-Fort Worth, a medical community, professional community, scientific community, business community, want to be Republicans. Dr. Shafi was considered, everyone was looking to Dr. Shafi to see if the Republican Party would accept him. He's a social conservative. He's a fiscal conservative. He came to them and said, I want to be a Republican. Will you let me? And they made him a vice chair of the county party.
That is Bud Kennedy, columnist for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.